Defense Emergency Defense Program initiated.
I'm trying to eat my dinner. I got your distress call. Is everything okay?
No, Neil, everything is not okay. This BS about the earth being flat is getting out of control. Can you please help us?
All right, hold my sandwich.
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Here, you take that. Here. You ain't. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh.
All right, listen, BOB, once and for all. The earth looks flat because, one, you're not far enough away at your size. Two, your size isn't large enough relative to earth to notice any curvature at all. It's a fundamental fact of calculus and non-Euclidean geometry. Small sections of large curved surfaces will always look flat to little creatures that crawl upon it. But this whole thing, it's just a symptom of a larger problem. There's a growing anti-intellectual strain in this country. It may be the beginning of the end of our informed democracy. Of course, in a free society, you can and should think whatever you want. And if you want to think the world is flat, go right ahead. But if you think the world is flat and you have influence over others, as would successful rappers or even presidential candidates, then being wrong becomes being harmful to the health, the wealth, and the security of our citizenry. Discovery and exploration got us out of the caves, and each generation benefits from what previous generations have learned. Isaac Newton, my man, said, if I have seen farther than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants. I get an amen. Woo. So that's right, B.O.B. When you stand on the shoulders of those who came before, you might just see far enough to realize the earth isn't flat. And by the way, this is called gravity.
Burners in the trench. But I told you not to play. We cock back, dollars we clock that. Crowds we rock back, bossing with top cats. Black tuxedos and top hats, backwoods and bags. Blocks tasting like chocolate, watch this. Vigilante coming handy on some toolie. Cops trying to blame me on some movie. This ain't a movie script. Fear flying flights on a new hype. Colorful wrists, crayons, rainbows radiant. Regulating delegates, overthrow the delegate. Exterminate you with etiquette. The snitch murderer, pizza shop holding the chop. The beanie cap covers my skull like a burglar. My whole purpose is army surplus. Machinery gats, cast by the stack, showing niggas the purpose. So stop purping before I put a hurting on your person. Put while you ahead, cold turkey. Yeah, SB Patrick. punches and kicks. I heat it up like steamed fish. Free wishes for this, experience bliss. I'm a lifer, to going in, hitting the streets hard. Find me with somebody plugging mics up from no town to old town, bruh. You know what's on, keep it going sooner or later. You'll find me up in your town collecting, swerving, block bending, yeah, serving. Even got birds to bring the birds in the dawn. Technically advanced like Tron, you're just a pinball machine to a digital guard. My dogs will eat you, pull out cannons and cream will eat you. Turn your body into miso, Viva Clico, Tampico. What up, peoples? I'm working with a great mind. Don't even worry about me, y'all. It's lethal. Peace equal. I'm in this. Giving is the business. To win this with pure independence. Yeah, that's it.
Hi, I am conscious, and I be tired. You are, sir. We'll get into my hold on, I'm peeking here. Hold on, my bad. I'm fixing levels. One of the many things I'm fixing here on our show. All right, yeah, cool. All right, so let me test your levels. Okay, yeah, there we go. All right, hold on. We're gonna run that one back. All right, Beat. Okay, let's go right ahead.
I am Beat Unique, and I be loud.
Nice. Oh man, Beat. Hey, shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now. We got a little late start because, well, things. And one of those things being, I'm actually in the Virgin Islands right now, broadcasting the show.
Oh.
And just got in. The show starts at 5, right? I got in about 4 something. So then headed to the hotel. And during the layover in Fort Lauderdale, it's like a 2-hour layover. I'm like, hey, you know what? I've been working on this emoji thing because you guys wanted it last week because I put it in the new chat room. I'm like, I'm going to get this for you guys. It's going to be awesome. I had it on my little test site and it was working. As soon as I put it here at the hotel on the actual live site, mad problems. So, but we got it worked out, I think. Worked out good enough to where it wasn't messing up and it's usable right now. So I want to thank everybody for helping out testing this whole thing, this maiden voyage of emojis on our show. So I hope you dig it, S.Mobile and the homie Chris from NJ to AK. And if you're in the chat room, let me know if it's working out for you because I'm not sure about the whole mobile thing too. So I think S.Mobile, hopefully she's on her mobile. And she's typing up in there, so hopefully it's working. So, but if not, let me know what you guys think of it. You know what I mean? So, all right. Beat, we heard how my week kind of was. Oh, by the way, I was in like 3 different states in the past week. So that was something. And dodging like the snowstorm, the crazy snowstorm. So, yeah. But now I'm on a tropical island. You know what I mean? I can't complain. So we have a lot of dope joints, like that first track, Homegrown Olds on Orlando Hip Hop. That was the homie Czarism. He got up with other homie Planet Asia. They put out a project together called Via Satellite, and that track was called All Jokes Aside. All right, back to the important things. Beat, how was your week, sir?
Oh, it's good, man. Doing my thing.
Nice.
Getting some tracks together.
Nice.
You know.
Nice. All right, so since we're kind of behind, let's just get into it. You know what I mean? Oh, by the way, real quick, before, of course, we started off the show with that Neil deGrasse Tyson. Why can I never say his man's name right?
Degrassi?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think it's Degrassi. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He basically got on the nightly show with Larry Wilmore, and he and B.O.B. have been going back and forth on Twitter, of all places, about whether or not the world is flat or round. And I thought it was pretty enjoyable. As far as beef and battles go, I would much appreciate it and would rather it be about things like this than about guns and drugs and what I'm going to do to you about this and that. You know what I'm saying? I would rather these diss tracks be about, you know, something that, you know, is about thought and, you know, just challenging